This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, welcome to another edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sean Belent, and I have the privilege of talking to one Zach Weigel, a guy who makes things happen in Hillsboro. Great stuff with Imagine Hillsboro. Does great work with Old Settlers Days. And one of the things we've missed during this whole COVID-19 period, it's gone into hibernation in many respects and yet continues to raise money, and that's Stamp Out Cancer. What a great cause. What a great organization. Incredible energy. And they put on a great event year after year, but haven't been able to the last couple of years. The big Stamp Out Cancer event returns here in a matter of weeks. And Zach, thanks for coming in to talk about it.
Stamp Out Cancer 2020 was the last time we had one. Our teams were ready to go. They went through their whole time, you know, Stamp Out Cancer season. And then 2 weeks before the big event, it was going to be at the end of March. We had to shut it down or push it back. We kept pushing it back and pushing it back. And a lot of people had their events shut down, but that was the last time we've really been able to do anything. And those teams still, without having their big event, end up raising $70,000. Throughout that, and that was our big winners was out of Litchfield there, and it was just a great time. It really was, but we've missed it. We really have missed it because we had nothing going on last year. That was our the last time we had our event. It was our big 10-year anniversary. So this year we're looking at our 11th year, and we learned from our mistakes. We used to put the year with our logo, and this year we're just now putting 11th annual, and just in case something happens, we can use that if anything, you know, would have to get pushed back. So we're talking the 11th annual Stamp Out Cancer.
You guys have raised an unbelievable amount of money.
Around $640,000 since our inception. That very first year was just $10,800. It was a celebrity bartending event out at the country club. It was free to get in. We had celebrity bartenders from the area, and it highlighted with the very last matchup. It was me against a welterweight champion, Matt Hughes. And I tapped him out, raised the most money out of him that night. We couldn't thank him enough to help making that event bigger. But that was just the first one, just seeing what we could do for the Montgomery County Cancer Association. And I just wanted to do something in honor of my father. He was a mailman. His nickname was Stamps, and that's where Stamp Out Cancer came from. But then after that, we just started going bigger. We were at the Casey Hall, which is now the event center of Montgomery County. Dancing with the Stars we did. Now it's Lip Sync Battles, and here we are 11 years later, over $600,000 raised, and we are really looking forward to adding on top of that this year.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about this organization, this effort, we talk about the grief process when you lose someone to cancer. You know, young ones lost to cancer. They are honored, and it's almost like, to me, a healthy grief process where you sometimes see these tragedies with a young child, for instance, lost to cancer, mm-hmm. and there's this big wave of public support, and then you hit a certain point, and then the long fade continues, mm-hmm. and I know grief can be isolating, but this is it's like you transition from that grief to the fight in honor of,
mm-hmm.
and that seems to be the beauty of this.
What started just something to honor my father and actually my mom went through cancer as well. We want to give people a platform, a stage to show, you know, who they're fighting for, who they're doing this for. And when it comes to our county, this is hands down, the Montgomery County Cancer Association is the best organization, I would say, not just in our county, not just Central Illinois. I wouldn't even say just Illinois, because what they do, when 100% of that money goes right back into the community, when it helps families that need it the most, when it helps them with their bills, when it helps them with what my favorite part is, rides to and from treatment, especially for those that are going through cancer alone. I mean, we'll give people a ride and we'll sit with them during their treatment, give them a ride home, because a lot of their treatments are in St. Louis or Springfield, and sometimes people can't get there. And that's, to me, the best part of what the MCCA does, but we take care of our own, and I don't know of any other county that does that, any other organization that does that around here. And especially a lot of the teams that we get, pretty much all the teams we get, they're doing it in honor of someone. And they, you know, a lot of the times they've used our services and they know how we've helped them through that process. And you're right, especially when it comes to younger ones. Let's keep that name out there, alive, that, hey, we're doing this for something. They didn't pass away and just, let's not forget about it. Let's, you know, honor them. So I like that. I like that a lot.
Montgomery County Cancer Association, they really are. They're innovative. It's hands-on. And the great thing is, if people don't have deep pocketbooks, they can help. I mean, I saw that with that first Terry Toad shootout. I mean, okay, I don't have $15,000 sitting around in discretionary income to donate. But, you know, they put their heart and soul into baking something special. And then that item got, you know, good money at the bake sale or an online auction, whatever the case may be. This is just a so much more fulfilling to me than you see, like, something happen, like a disaster, text to such and such, and a $10 donation. When I see that, I don't feel like I'm helping the tornado victim on television or some victim of a tragedy. I mean, when you put that money in, you know, it's going to someone relatable. This is like the ultimate no overhead situation. Mm-hmm. There's no big administration to take care of. I mean, you talk about bang for your buck. You're getting your buck and then some when you devote money to this cause.
And that's the way we look at it. When we started this event, we would go to sometimes, this was, you know, 12, 13 years ago, seemed like some of the fundraising events were expensive to get into. And so younger people wouldn't be there. College kids wouldn't be there. And we wanted to put on something to where you felt like you could be involved, that you could be, like honestly, my motto is that if you have just enough money to get a ticket to get in, I don't care if you buy anything from the, you know, from the silent auction or if you spend anything else. I just want you to see the event, see what it's like, and then get you excited. And you know what? Down the road, you know, after maybe when you graduate from college or you go and get, you know, that lineman job or something, you're going to remember that you got into these events when you were younger, and maybe you'll donate some money back then. That's the what I want to do is get the younger people involved on this. But yeah, when it comes to the overhead, I tell you what, I'm not going to name the cancer organization, but there's a big one out there that no longer likes to really solicit Montgomery County anymore because of us. But when I start looked into their organization, and I remember when I was working for a bigger company years ago, I asked, hey, if I'm going to give you money, can I make sure it goes to Montgomery County? And they say, well, it goes to where it's needed most. That's just their blanket answer. It goes where it's needed most. And you're talking about 90% of that money that's donated goes to administrative costs and overhead costs. They're wanting our organization, when it started kind of under them, when the MCCA, before that even started, you had to buy their letterhead, you know, to even send out letters. And it was just a big game almost, like a big Monopoly type game. And once we got them kicked out and it's now the MCCA, like, we can do this on our own and do it better. And all the money goes right back in. It's been nothing but, you know, amazingness ever since then.
Well, as folks hear this, in 1 week, you'll be selling tickets starting at February 26th, next Saturday, 10 a.m. at Opera House Brewing Company for the big event. And it's a hot ticket. And the lip sync competition, you know, it's funny when you don't have people all out sing or other things. There are people that, you know, very professional in their 9-to-5 day-to-day life, and they don't really share much of their personality. And I think that's one of the great surprises. You never know when you're going to discover a side of someone that you haven't seen before that's, you know, prominent in day-to-day life in these parts.
It is, and they're hilarious, too. They really are. They get super creative every year. And that's why we switched away from just the Dancing with the Stars. Like, well, you can dance when you lip sync, but you can do other things. So we've had Saturday Night Live skits. We've had, of course, you know, like dancing. We've had big team ensembles. The limitations is just how far, you know, how creative you want to get. So we're super, yeah, excited about that. But as for the ticket sale, yeah, that's an event in itself. The last, I would say, 8 years, we have sold out in 15 minutes. The last time we did this in 2020, we sold out for our 10-year anniversary. We sold out in 10 minutes. The line started at around that morning around 4 a.m. But I mean, the year before that, the line started at 10 p.m. the night before, because I actually was at Opera House and I looked over, I'm like, is that a little pop-up tent happening? Because we used to do our ticket sales at T-Shirts Inc. And lo and behold, once that first pop-up little thing showed up, then the next one. And I walked over and talked to them. Like, oh, yeah, we... There's kind of like a... People like to get ticket number one. It's actually numbered number one. And that's part of it. Part of the allure is who can get the number one ticket, who can be crazy enough to get there early enough. and so we're expecting, once again, someone to brave whatever the weather is and get there super early. But yeah, once they sell, I mean, we have the lines normally by the time 10 a.m. reaches, the line is down the block. We do have to put a limit on what's sold, but when it comes to ticket sales, we have our regular tickets. They're $25 this year. And we try to base that around what the band is. Platinum Rock Legends, and I'll get to them here in a bit, they're worth the money that we invest in them. But we also have VIP tables, a limited amount for $400, and that gets you 10 tickets and a guaranteed seat somewhat near the performance floor. Because that night, there's not that many seats. We have, basically, when it comes to seats, we have enough for half the amount of people, not even half the amount of people that's going to show up. People just kind of like a place to like set their jacket or something. So that morning when that do go on sale, you can get VIP table. We have $25 individual tickets. You can get a maximum of six of those. Our teams are guaranteed a certain amount, but I know that they're going to be showing up because they're going to want more outside of there. And yeah, we're looking at 10 a.m. We did change the venue for the ticket sale to Opera House. We've been partnering with them on a lot of things, and there's going to be, I think, some surprises that morning with them as well.
Well, the event center of Montgomery County over there in Taylor Springs, this has been a great thing. I look at what happens when some of the organizations, a VFW or an American Legion, when they fold, or Knights of Columbus, or JC's, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when that thing folds and then the building sits empty. I grew up seeing it happen. That's a pretty tough blow to the community. So to be able to reinvent a venue like that and get great use out of it, it just had to be a great development for you guys, because this is the perfect venue for what you want to do.
It really is. We've figured out every inch of that space, how to utilize every inch of that space. And we really, for a few years ago, before the Shears purchased and made it the event center, we were in limbo and we were scared. Our event, when you have 600, plus people showing up, there's no other place in the county that can hold that indoors. We were looking at what could we possibly do outdoor. But, I mean, you got to realize, if you put on an outdoor event, the weather... I mean, one bad spell of weather and that event's done. And what do you do then? So we were really scared when that happened. But when the Shears took it over, yeah, that was wonderful then, because we need that in our county. We need a place of that size to put on not only events like this, but for everyone else that wants to put on their events and the weddings. And so you're not having to travel an hour away to get bigger venues. So thankful that they took that over. And I can't, besides thanking them enough, I feel really bad for the Shears, because when they took it over 2 years ago, their first event was going to be Stamp Out Cancer. So they purchased it. They knew that our event, brings in a lot of revenue. And then I remember having to have that talk with Melanie Shear, walking in there. As soon as I walked in, because they had a thing going on during the day, I think actually it might have been an election going on, I think. It was around when COVID was first hit, and I walked in. As soon as she saw me, she started crying because she knew what news I was bringing. That the event that they've been, stocking up for and planning for, they had bartenders ready to go, we had to cancel. And they've been waiting on this event for 2 years, because it really does give them a pretty good boost, whether when the KCO has it and now when they have it. So they've been holding out. They've been holding out for us.
and we're talking a lot about cancer and the fight against cancer, but yeah, I have to think this is a great... symbol of what people have been missing. You talk about that thing you look forward to, getting together, and I mean, a lot of things when you have to make that tough decision, boy, every symptom of COVID shows up. Commerce, mm-hmm. That side hustle that people, pay their taxes with, or their property taxes with when they work at just that event people look forward to, people who have lost someone to cancer. It's just that rallying point where you feel that warmth. It was pretty tough to lose it once and then to lose it twice. And the fact that there is so much interest and you just hear the buzz, people waiting to buy those tickets again, it's great to see you survive a challenge like this. It just, I guess it makes you appreciate it even more.
And it's coming at the right time. It's almost like we're going to be walking out of a cave and seeing, you know, the daylight. And the good thing is about this event is not only do we have the night of, we have our fundraising teams this year, our celebrity teams, that's going to be holding events at other places. Ones that, you know, that have also went through this ordeal with all of us together. That they now get to start having events themselves, too, which will be a good jolt in the arm to not only the local community, but that establishment as well.
And flipping back to the entertainment again, and again, this is set for April 23rd at the Event Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, if that gets intense, you know, like people in Taylor Springs say, no, it's not in Hillsboro, it's in Taylor Springs.
I think the actual address is Hillsboro. Maybe.
Yeah.
But either or, we're gracious. You know, whoever's going to host us, we'll take it.
I see both. I half the press releases for various things that happen there say it's in Hillsboro, half say Taylor Springs. And I always wondered, you know, I know there's so much cooperation on services and everything else between the communities, so you know
that might have came when they annexed the prison. We might have that might have came into the fold with that.
Yeah, well, you know, talking about the entertainment again, it's just, you know, Platinum Rock Legends. This is a St. Louis band that knows how to show a good time, and they play relatable music.
And this is the second time we've had them. Now, we've never had a repeat band, but we put this out for a vote. And everyone wanted to bring back Platinum Rock Legends. They are, hands down, one of the premier, most amazing acts you can watch in St. Louis. I remember, I mean, we had friends who was even watching them in the Blue Light District in Kansas City. They go all around. They do at the Ozarks. They play out there. But when we had them a few years ago, I don't think people were prepared for what they were going to see because they have their video screen. They do nonstop costume changes. So one person may be out there dressed as Prince singing, while the last person that was David Lee Roth, the singing backup, still dressed as him, and you still got Michael Jackson waiting in the wing, and they're just doing rotations, but they're also helping each other, and they're hilarious. I mean, they just put on an actual spectacle, and I'm telling you, that their gigantic big screen just adds to it, especially when they do their boy band gimmick. And I won't, that's the most I'm going to say on that, because that's one of the parts that people like the most, and especially what pops up on the video screen. It is, they are worth that price of admission, because you're not only going to be dancing, you're going to be laughing, you're going to be singing along. It's awesome.
Well, I certainly enjoyed my conversation with Zach, and there's more to be heard. We will have an extended online cut on WSMIRadio.com, and that will debut with a 30-minute interview as we really get a sense of the flavor of Stamp Out Cancer. Don't forget the big event starting with ticket sales Saturday at 10 a.m., next Saturday, 10 a.m. at Opera House Brewing in Hillsboro. Don't forget, join me next weekend for Forum on WSMI.